This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The dollar's muscle wrestles down oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. In one corner, the dollar, meaner and greener than it's been in a while. It hit a three-month high against the yen overnight. In the other corner, big oil, feeling a little weaker, though, as a result of the weight the dollar's been gaining. The price of oil is down to $125 a barrel. On a different note, details are just coming in about a construction crane that's collapsed on New York's Upper East Side. People have been pulled out of the wreckage, but we don't know about their conditions yet. Rescue workers are continuing to search. A high-rise apartment building at East 91st and 1st Avenue has been damaged. Of course, stay tuned to your public radio station for more on this story. Wall Street marked three straight days of gains yesterday. The Dow was up 52 points to 12,646. The Nasdaq picked up 21 points to 2508. The S&P 500 added 7 to 1398. Lower oil is boosting stocks in Europe, and Asian markets closed higher today. A newspaper in Tokyo says Toyota is about to start making the Prius in the U.S. for the first time. The report says production would happen in a joint venture plant with GM. Toyota responded, saying nothing's been decided on using the facility. It's located in Fremont, California. A record 2,500 delegates finished a three-day conference in Japan today, drawing up a roadmap for African development. It's the fourth African Development Conference Japan's organized since the early 90s. Lucy Kraft has this report from Tokyo.
While an array of issues from HIV to climate change to microfinance were on the table, the most pressing order of business was the food crisis. The closing declaration proposed steps for donors to help Africa better feed itself by upgrading infrastructure, improved irrigation, and providing training for farmers. But the backstory to the Africa Conference, held every 5 years, is Japan's bid to become a bigger player in Africa. Japan and China have grown to become fierce rivals for energy and raw materials in recent years, and Temple University professor Jeff Kingston says Africa is the next major staging ground for the battle of the Asian superpowers.
There's been a more assertive, high-profile Chinese diplomacy towards Africa, and I think that Japan wants to keep up with Beijing.
Japan has a lot of catching up to do. China's trade with Africa has surged in recent years and last year topped $50 billion. That's more than twice as much as Africa trades with Japan and is likely to be a hard act for Tokyo to follow. For Marketplace, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
A lot of people already have their economic stimulus checks, but that didn't do a lot for consumer spending. It barely budged last month. Personal income slowed sharply. Just in time for Father's Day, you can bid on an original Dr. Cliff Huxtable sweater. Bill Cosby's daughter was cleaning out a closet and found a bunch of the old wild-styled sweaters he wore on The Cosby Show. They'll go on sale on eBay in a few days, with proceeds going to a charity named for Cosby's son.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. online at finrafoundation.org.
Paramount had a $100 million opening with its revival of Indiana Jones, so now the studio is looking to bring another character back.
Eddie Murphy is a Detroit cop on vacation in Beverly Hills.
A fourth installment of Beverly Hills Cop. The first was released in 1984. Executive editor at Variety, Mike Spire, is here to talk about that and this weekend's big opening. So what, are we going to see a lot more of these revivals?
Well, we certainly have never doubted the fact that studios go back into their libraries to find projects. I mean, that's an easiest way to develop something is find what you have in your library. And Eddie Murphy wants to bring Axel Foley, his character, back. It sounds like a perfect match. Paramount had success bringing back something with Indiana Jones. This is a movie franchise that was absolutely huge. Back when money wasn't made the way it is now, it still made $700 million, the three of them put together.
I didn't realize. So
it's a perfect franchise to revive. People seem to like it still, so why not bring it back?
And I've received, as I mentioned off mic, a frantic call from a friend that needed somebody to go with her to see Sex and the City. Is this going to be as big as the press, at least right now, is making it seem like it's going to be?
Yeah, that's the thing about the movie industry is the hype. You can't measure it, but you can always wonder what would happen without it. And this is, of all movies being hyped, this is it. I mean, it's a movie that was just a mere TV show on HBO, so it was never a major hit in general. Yes, of course, it was a major cultural hit.
Yeah.
And people on HBO flocked to it. But the fact that is, if this makes $35 million on opening, it would change the game because then you'd see a lot of these things coming.
Well, and talk about some of the business branches of this. I mean, tours in New York City that cost thousands of dollars.
Right.
Sponsorships like Sky Vodka. Are we going to see more things like this?
Well, you'd certainly see a ripple effect in this case. Even the basics, which are like the DVDs and the show itself. The show itself is still on the Turner networks, and the DVDs were always big sellers. And if this could just revive that, that just puts millions and millions of more dollars in the pockets of everyone involved. And who knows? This is not a movie that ends. I mean, you could conceivably keep going with sequels, and why not try? It's not an expensive movie to make except for the stars. And it did very well when it opened in the UK on Wednesday. It made a lot of money.
Have you seen it? Are you going to?
Yes. The inner Carrie Bradshaw in me will come out, and I will see it sometime, though I won't tell you that I saw it.
Mike Spire, executive editor at Variety, with his inner Carrie Bradshaw. Thanks a lot.
Signing off. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice weekend in Los Angeles. I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.